The following audio drama is rated PG for pretty good. You should experience lots of explosions with no body parts and a couple of swears. Parents should be ready to cover their ears.
This is a Lucas audio production, where entertainment is always free.
I dare say, Doctor, it's unusual to actually see you taking a break.
Ah, Waterfield. Sometimes you just need to sit back and catch your breath. It's been a long millennium. I'm quite enjoying the downtime.
I agree. It's rather nice not to be chased by Daleks, Cybermen, or any of your endless parade of enemies for a change.
Yes. It gives one time to think. To reflect. On days past instead of days yet to come.
You haven't talked much about your past. Well, at least since getting this body.
It's important to remember the past, Mand, but not to dwell on it. So, what would you like to know?
Well, if you can remember it, why don't we start with how you first changed into the Doctor you look like now?
All right. I think it would have been about 2002 your time. My TARDIS crashed in the wilds of Canada. I was in a particularly strange regenerative flux. Couldn't stabilize very well. Even my body kept shifting appearances. And once again, I felt as if my kidneys had turned the wrong color. But as luck would have it, I was rescued by some old friends. Well, sort of.
This show was originally a Darker Projects production.
There she is.
So, what exactly is this TARDIS, anyway? Is it more of a machine or a storage bin? It looks pretty small.
TARDIS stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space. It's my best friend in the universe. Been with me for centuries. Or will be.
You speak as if that police box were alive, Doctor.
Oh yes, in many ways it is.
A living phone booth? Doctor, I honestly think you should come back to sick bay first. You need some rest.
I can rest just as easily inside the TARDIS as I can in your sick bay. In fact, my facilities are probably even better than yours.
Our facilities are particularly state-of-the-art, Doctor. I have no doubt by the looks of things that it's cozier, at least.
Oh, I assure you, Captain, it's the ultimate in travel caravans. What the devil is this?
That spike was sticking out of the side of your TARDIS when we found you. Do you have any idea how it got there?
Let me think. No, Major, I'm afraid I don't. In fact, I can't recall anything about how I even landed in that forest. I can't seem to remember anything since... I'm sorry, but I'm afraid only bits and pieces of my memory seem to be working right now. Nothing unusual after regeneration, though.
Your change, you mean? They're called regenerations?
Yes. They happen when we've overtaxed our bodies to a dying point of sorts.
So instead of dying, you just get a new body? That's amazing!
It's more like a migraine headache multiplied by 50 and spread all over your entire body. Not something I ever do purposely, mind you. It just sort of happens.
So you're immortal?
No, not as such. But my people can live for a very long time.
How many times have you done it? Regenerated?
Oh, about... Well, let's see now. There was the cranky white-haired fellow, the little chap with the bowl haircut, the tall gray one, the curly one with the big nose and teeth, the young blonde model, the hefty one, the soulful-eyed one, the... Oh, dear. I honestly don't know anymore.
Is that a bad thing?
It could be. My people get only 12 regenerations after their initial body. Then they do formally die.
For all I know, this may be my last one.
Well, is there any way you can find out? Some sort of medical records in your TARDIS?
No, never needed any.
Well, you stick with us, Doctor, and we'll look after you.
Huh. Unit looking after me now. Well, there's a switch.
Think of it as part of the repayment we owe you for all your hard work helping to save the Earth from invasions.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Once the savior of the universe, and now relegated to the status of a feeble-minded old man. And not a century past 1200.
Don't be hasty, Doctor. You said it yourself. After regeneration, your memory is a bit off for a while. Maybe after a nice rest in your own bed or something, you'll feel better.
I don't suppose your facilities include a zero room, do they, Captain?
What's a zero room?
State-of-the-art facilities, indeed. Very well, then. Let's go inside. Be it ever so humble.
Oh my god!
Dear Lord Doctor, your file never mentioned this.
Yes, well, it is one of those things that has to be seen to be believed.
Doctor, you have to tell me how you did this. Is it some sort of optical illusion?
Illusion? Not at all, my dear. They come like this. Really?
Further evidence of alien technology. I must say, this is positively amazing. Really starting to bring it all home, eh, Levesque?
I keep waiting for the director or somebody to yell, cut.
Doctor, you simply have to tell us how this is all done.
Must I? Why?
To help us get a better understanding of it, and ultimately, to gain a better knowledge of alien life forms.
Ah, yes, well, perhaps sometime over a nice hot cup of tea. But not right now.
Why not?
Because you've left the door open and I'm catching the most dreadful draft in this hospital gown.
Doctor, what's this? A TV of some sort?
If there were actually anything worth watching, it could be. But it is, in fact, an external scansion monitor. It allows me to look a full 360 degrees around the TARDIS from safely inside.
And what's this? Some sort of tire pressure gauge?
My sonic screwdriver! So that's where I left it. Got me out of more than one jam, I'll have you know. Turn it off! Turn it off!
Oh, now that would come in very handy, Doctor. Do you have any more of these lying around? Maybe a sonic hammer? A sonic wrench?
No! Now please give it back!
Sorry.
That is why I'm in no hurry to let you in on the secrets of the TARDIS. Give a species a bit too advanced of a technology and off they go and try to exploit it right away.
What's wrong with trying to help a species, as you call us, advance?
Because you're not ready for this yet. It would be like giving the caveman a cigarette lighter.
So you consider us primitives?
Can you recite the laws of temporal physics, Captain? Can you explain the relationship between the spatial relativity of the inside and the outside of this craft? Can you show me how to fix my chameleon circuit?
No.
Then do be so kind as to just sit down in that easy chair and relax. You're starting to give me a headache.
Doctor, is there a kitchen of some sort in this TARDIS?
Yes, a couple, actually. Closest one is down that right corridor about 10 meters. Look for the sign that says galley.
Thanks. Now, why don't you put on some more comfortable clothes and I'll fix us some coffee or something?
Excellent idea, Levesque. I could go for some right about now. Help me to soak in all of this technology.
Fine, fine. If you need the facilities, they should be down that same hall, just up a few doors. Probably see it on the way to the galley.
How do you like your coffee, Doctor?
In a cup, please.
I'm in. Oh, never mind.
Well, I like mine medium sweet, if you please, Levesque.
Aren't you coming with me, ma'am?
Right now, I think I just want to sit down on this gorgeous Louis Trey sofa. You know, McDonald, I think it's real.
Probably got it from the king himself, for all we know.
The more time I spend with the doctor, the more I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. Well, if you ladies don't mind, old Jeeves here will just toddle off to the old gallery and fix us some coffee. That is, if he has any.
Tea would be fine if he has no coffee.
All right.
Fascinating, isn't it, McDonald?
It kind of looks like a cathedral.
Yes. It's quite ironic that someone from an obviously technologically superior world would have a penchant for Gothic architecture.
That thing in the center. The brass console with all the switches and knobs and the big glowing light in the middle. Do you think that's how he flies this thing?
Maybe. Want to take a look?
I do. But it's against my better judgment.
Just don't touch anything and we should be all right. Look at this. I think it's a calendar of some sort. See what it says?
Humanian Era, 2003. There's a dial next to it. I wonder if it sets what era this thing can travel to.
Reach for the sky, you claim-jumping varmints, or I'll fill you both full of lead.
You scared the life out of us!
Just wanted to show you what I picked out for my new outfit. What do you think?
It's fun if you are auditioning for a Hopalong Cassidy movie.
Should be great for putting the fear of righteousness into Earth's enemies, eh?
More like cause them to laugh so much we can just mop them up without a fight.
I think what Captain McDonald means, Doctor, is that it's a bit antiquated for the time we live in. Why don't you put on something a little more contemporary?
Contemporary? Ah, I think I have just the thing. Be right back.
I heard the Doctor was quite a flamboyant dresser in the old days, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know. I think he was kind of cute in his own way.
Colonel, I'm surprised.
Oh, don't act so shocked, McDonald. If I didn't think Levesque would be back any moment, I'd bet you $5 that you've already had a much more intimate look at him under that hospital gown.
Colonel!
Coffee is now served, m'ladies.
Oh, thank you, Levesque. Find everything okay?
Just fine. And I thought I was going to need roller skates for that kitchen. It's like something out of that Iron Chef show.
But he did at least have coffee?
So I think. There are a whole bunch of canisters in the pantry. I used the ones that at least looked like coffee. They weren't labeled, so I can't tell you what kind I brewed.
Or where it might be from. Maybe he only drinks Martian decaf.
Actually, the Martians never drink decaf. Though they are quite keen on freeze-dried. But only iced, never hot. I quite fancy Altarian mocha myself.
Any idea what this is, then?
Ah, you found the Venusian Pink Mountain Blend. Quite nice with biscuits in the afternoon, actually.
Doctor, what is that you're wearing?
Ta-da! So tell me, am I a thriller or what?
Well, Doctor, I like the black hat and the dark sunglasses, but that red vinyl jacket and those sparkly socks.
And that god-awful glove.
Kind of went out, a good 20 years ago. Even Michael Jackson doesn't wear them anymore.
Oh, I suppose I have been a bit out of touch, haven't I? So what year is it, anyway?
2003. Humanian era.
Early 21st century already? Oh, now that was an interesting time. Right, well, just have some more coffee then. Levesque, there are some chocolate biscuits in a tin on the second shelf to the left of where you found that coffee. Have some of those and I'll be back in just a tick.
How long is this going to go on?
I don't know, but I think we should just agree to whatever he comes back in.
Shall I get those biscuits?
Not a bad idea. Thanks, Levesque.
Righto.
You know, as tempted as I am to ask him a million questions about this TARDIS and all the wonders he must have seen, I can't help but think that perhaps there are some mysteries that should stay secret.
So you bought what he said about the caveman and the cigarette lighter?
For as eccentric as he seems, he does make a weird sense at times. Think about it. What if a culture somehow got a hold of alien technology from the future? Imagine what a leap they could make as a civilization.
And all the advances they'd have in the arts and sciences. They could easily cure all the diseases left. No more cancer, no more AIDS.
But think if the knowledge got into the wrong hands. What kinds of new horrors would be unleashed on the world?
Kind of a double-edged sword.
That's right. Just imagine what it must be like, though, to possess the ability to travel in both space and time.
I've read H.G. Wells.
Yes, but I think the Doctor has lived it.
Come to think of it, this place does have a kind of Jules Verne atmosphere to it. Do you think he's met Captain Nemo?
I don't know, but I can only imagine who the Doctor must have met over the years.
We should ask him.
Let's wait until he's got his new clothes and calmed down a bit. I don't think he's done healing yet.
Boy, am I glad I don't live here. I need a moped or something. Do you have any idea how long that corridor goes down? Must be an extra 35 meters.
Yo, chaps. How do you like me now?
I think we're just really surprised at your new ensemble, Doctor. The basketball jersey, the backwards baseball cap, not to mention those medallions. I just think it's a bit of a deviation from what people who are familiar with you are used to seeing.
Still, might not one consider it fresh?
Colonel, do you still think we should just approve?
Best of four, Captain. Doctor, I applaud your sense of contemporary fashion. Very 2003, by the way. But I really think it might be best to go with something more along the lines of what you are used to wearing. More like you might have worn when you last worked with UNIT.
Are you saying you're not down with my bling-bling?
Right now, a frilly shirt or a 12-foot striped scarf would look like something out of GQ magazine, Doctor. And to be honest, we do have work to do. There are Sasquatches to be found.
Sasquatches?
Yes, Doctor. Big furry creatures. You know, Bigfoot, Yeti.
Yeti? Did you say Yeti?
That is the current activity we're investigating up here.
Well, why didn't you say so? I have lots of experience with Yeti. Large furry creatures with big silver balls.
Excuse me?
Big silver balls inside them controlled by an alien intelligence. They make the creatures move, kill, do all kinds of things. Wait here. I have one last outfit. Guaranteed.
That is our destination. Both of you will move forward and penetrate that metal barrier. If any of the humans attack, you are ordered to engage in defensive maneuvers. Once you are inside, move toward the large equipment hangar, where I shall direct you via remote control and ocular receptors. Very well. Proceed.
Well, I dare say, Doctor, that's a great improvement.
Yes, clothes do make the man, don't they? This must have been a favorite get-up for me, as I seem to have a whole closet full of overcoats and waistcoats.
I'm just glad you left the bling-bling behind.
Well, Edwardian morning coats do err on the side of austerity, don't they? So, why don't you show me what you have on this Yeti business, hmm?
What the hell?!
Sir, we're under attack.
By what?
A pair of, well, they look like robots, sir.
Are you sure, soldier?
Yes, ma'am. About 8 feet tall, all metal plating. They're firing some sort of energy weapon at us.
What the hell are they?
They look rather like K-1 robots. Well, perhaps a later variation, but similar enough. Built by a fellow named Kettlewell.
Use grenades on them. If those don't work, get the rocket launchers.
Yes, ma'am.
Levesque, go with him. I'll remain in radio contact.
Yes, ma'am.
They seem headed this way. Let's get back to my office. I have a radio there. So, you've seen these robots before?
Probably not those exact robots, but something very similar. I suspect they're programmed largely for exploration and defense. Last one I encountered went on a bit of a rampage.
Was it stoppable?
All robots are stoppable, Colonel.
How did you do it?
Metal-eating virus. But I'm afraid I'm fresh out.
Well, Doctor, I'm afraid we don't exactly have any of that lying around here. What about this man, Kettlewell?
Impossible.
Why so certain?
Because Kettlewell was killed by the original robot.
Well, I'm all open to ideas.
For one, no disintegrator guns. They'll probably only make it grow.
I'm sure our arsenal is probably lacking at the moment. Two,
I have a hunch we may not be dealing with Yeti.
What makes you say that?
Oh, just something I saw out of the corner of my eye out there.
What was it?
I'm afraid I can't say at the moment, but when things settle down, I'll want to visit the sites of these maulings to check for clues.
That's fine, Doctor, but first things first. What do we do about these robots?
Have your men hold them at bay as best you can while I get back to the TARDIS. I may have something.
You have some sort of weapon in there?
Weapon? Why must it necessarily be a weapon?
Well, I just thought...
Like all military types, shoot first and ask questions later.
That's not what I meant.
Yes, it is. And that's probably why the rest of the universe thinks you're all a bunch of primitives.
Doctor, wait! Phoenix Leader to Phoenix One. Do you copy? Over.
Copy that, Phoenix Leader.
Status report.
We've set up some light artillery which seems to be holding them. They're not fast, but they are resilient.
Do you see the Doctor?
I thought he was with you, ma'am.
Let's just say the Doctor needed to... reconnoiter. I suspect he's headed for the motor pool again.
I wish I'd know that a little sooner, Colonel. That's where the robots are holding their position.
Well, hold them as best you can, Major. If you see the Doctor, make sure he makes it safely inside. I suspect he may have a plan.
Roger that.
Keep me apprised. Phoenix Leader out.
These humans never cease to amaze me. Marvels of technology, and the first thing they want to do is blow the bloody thing up. I swear they're like some sort of mutated crossbreed between Santarans and Ogrons. For years, it's always, what do we do now, Doctor? What plan do you have, Doctor? How can we stop them, Doctor? I've had enough of this madness. As far as I'm concerned, they can get themselves out of this one. Oh, bother.
Doctor, glad you're here. I understand you've got a plan. Something in your TARDIS?
Yes, Major. It's called a dematerialization switch.
Great. Colonel Hudson knew you probably had something up your sleeve.
Did she really?
Yes, sir. And I don't mind saying I'm pretty damn excited to be here to actually watch you work. So, what do you need us to do?
I need you to get out of my way, Major. And tell those idiots to stop trying to blow everything up for a minute.
Will do. All units, hold your fire! Hold your fire!
And just what do you think you're looking at? While you're at it, do you think you can move aside? You're in the way of my TARDIS.
Who is this strange human without fear or weapons?
Well, Can't you hear me? Are you just playing dumb? Dumb is a robotic designation, you know.
Your courage is admirable, human, but you are otherwise of no value to this mission.
Oh, so it comes to this now. Well, perhaps I should have chosen the cowboy outfit. On the count of three, then? Very well. One, three! Oh, wait a minute. I forgot two. I hate regenerative amnesia. Stay back! I think I've only stunned them!
Phoenix One to Phoenix Leader. Do you copy? Over.
Phoenix Leader here.
The doctor is here. He just shut down those walking trash cans with that little tire pressure thing of his.
Really? Put him on.
I can't, Colonel. He went inside his TARDIS.
Copy that. What about the robots?
The doctor said to stay clear. He thinks he may have only stunned them.
Do whatever he says and report back. Phoenix Leader out.
Robots. Try as they might, they'll always be nothing more than glorified toasters. Certainly nothing like you, old girl, eh? Well, you seem a bit quiet. Ah, probably just having a rest after this whole ordeal, eh? Imagine all that heavy artillery around you. No consideration. That's what it is, you know. So many life forms and so little consideration for their mechanical friends. I'll bet I took better care of K-9 than most people do the average Cocker Spaniel. Now there's an idea. I should build a new K-9. What would that make now? Three? Let's see. Leela, Romana, Sarah Jane. Oh yes, and the one in that carnival kiosk incident. How could I forget? My goodness, that would make him K-9 Mark V now, wouldn't it? Ah, now that was a companion, our K-9. No silly questions, no screaming, no falling off the edge of embankments. Unfortunately, no real sense of humor and not much of a dancer. Well, let's see how things are coming along outside, shall we? There they are. Looks like those robots are still down. Good. Just look at them, old girl. Unit, the next generation. But what's really changed? New location, that's about it. 1973, 2003. The only thing that really looks different, it seems now, is me. Oh, that doesn't sound right. You could probably do with a little exercise, I'll wager. Maybe an 800-year oil change, eh? Well, I think after all this excitement, maybe we can both do with a long rest. Maybe even think about settling down finally. No more Dalek attack fleets, no more alien intelligences, no more emergency calls from the Time Lords. Just you and me, maybe a nice fishing boat, and all the gumblejacks we can catch. If this is my last incarnation, I don't want to go wasting it saving the universe for the umpteen millionth time. I just want to go gentle into that good night. Take one last look, old girl. Right, that should be about it. Goodbye, unit. Goodbye, cosmic rat race. That can't be good. Of course! You have a thorn in your paw, don't you? How could I have forgotten? Well, you just wait here and I'll yank that thing out of your side and then we'll be off.
How's it coming, Doctor?
Nearly there, Major. Just need to get this big metal spike out of the TARDIS's wall here. It's, disrupting my equipment. Look, it's glowing now.
Okay.
Now, let's see here. Well, that's been jammed in there pretty well.
Doctor!
Shh, I think I've almost got it.
But, Doctor, I think you should know.
Look, Major, I think I'm quite capable of removing this... Oh, dear.
This show was originally a Darker Projects production.